The DNR revealed that chronic wasting disease was found near Shell Lake on April 2nd, but that announcement and the response plan could have been made sooner. DNR Land Division Supervisor Kurt Thiede says that's because the DNR lost track of the diseased deer's head for 3 months before it was sampled.
In the time that it went from Spooner to Madison, it was taken and it sat in a freezer in Madison, and there was a breakdown in communication.
Thiede says another DNR misstep was how the infected deer's body was discarded. He says the carcass was left to scavengers in Washburn County's Beaverbrook Wildlife Area before the DNR realized it tested positive for CWD.
In light of this instance where we had a CWD positive, we're revisiting those policies, and what we're looking at putting in place would be a policy by which we would retain the carcass until such time we get a confirming test, either back positive or negative.
Thiede says the DNR is working to update policies and tighten the chain of custody so mistakes like these don't happen again. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.